Gently, you may close your eyes if you feel you want to, of course. It simply allows you to feel more of the energies beyond the physical. Take a deep, nourishing, conscious breath. Feeling your heart. Feeling that expansion that you're just experiencing even more. And again, allowing for the energies that you came here to receive, for the wisdom that you came to hear, the wisdom that is coming also from within you, responding to the energies that come through the stage and from this land. Feeling stronger to the connection that is here. Feeling stronger to Gaia. Feeling stronger to the mountain. Feeling stronger to the elementals. Feeling stronger to all that makes this space so sacred. Feeling stronger to the benevolent beings that exist here. This whole have been prepared for you, for this time, to do a deeper work with yourself. Because why would you have traveled here so far, for some of you, if not to go and do a deeper work, discover more of who you are, where you come from, where you really come from. Being part of the star family. Being part of a larger reality. A greater consciousness. Breathe. Allow for more, being more receptive, being more open, being in deeper gratitude, in deeper love, and love more for yourself. How much more you can love yourself in this moment. It is easier for us to love others. But how much more you can love yourself, gifting yourself, bathing in this energy we call love for yourself, and allowing others to love you. Bring more of that love in. Feel the thickness of it. It is an energy. It is an energy so powerful that we know on so many levels, in so many experiences we had in our lives. But still, in some ways, it is elusive to us. It is an energy so big that our experience of it sometimes is small to what really it is. So let that love, that heart, expand as far as you can into your entire being. And from your being, there is no location or there is no place that you can put it into. There is no words. It's a feeling that can be expanded, that can be almost as though you are practicing it to be even stronger. What is that love energy really? Where does it come from? And why at times we have a harder time to hold on to it at every moment that we breathe? How do we do this? Breathe. And go deeper into your heart, where there is no time, timeless, timeless, into consciousness of love, into a beingness of love, into a pureness and light of love, into a love space beyond love, beyond love, beyond love. Open to it even more. Love yourself from within yourself, from within your cells. Love them all, be them all. Acknowledge them all. And give permission and be open to your star family, to all these energies that you just experienced with Alcazar, and ask to give you more of those experiences. Don't hold back. This is a supportive time for you. Don't hold back and open deeper into it. This is an awakened family, an advanced group that does the deeper light work right here in this one sacred mountain, sacred land, one of the most powerful nodes on the planet, and you are here, and you responded to the call of your heart, of your love calling you here. And in that space, as the energies, the enlightened beings of Adironda and the Council of Light and the Kryon entourage that pours in, let us open up to them and to their wisdom and what they have come here to teach you, to give you, to love you even more.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see your light, your brightness, your divine presence here in the shadow of the great mountain. We asked our vessel Marilyn to pick up her app from Kryon, Affirmations, because we want to remind you of something that is happening now for this new human. It is an electronic device, but we are going to read it. Huh? This is from Kryon, even though we know he sits right next to us. I exist with the ability to meld a happy balance of both genders within myself. As I meld and embrace the divine masculine and the divine feminine, I become strong and sensitive and have an abundance of self-worth. Take a deep breath. Now you might think, what does that mean? Does that mean we're going to grow different body parts, huh? No, that means that balance is the key. And the new human that is coming in has that amazing balance of both masculine and feminine. They are strong, they are analytical, they are organizing, they are connecting to the center of the mind. They are intuitive, they are bringing in the art of the generation, bringing in the creative manifestation of true divine abundance. And then the masculine can count all that abundance, huh? You see, that is what is happening here in the shadow of the great mountain here in Shasta. We are actually in McLeod right now. So we are in the clouds, yes? We met last night with a UFO expert. And somewhere along the conversation, they said, there's actually more UFO sightings in McLeod than there are in Shasta. We do not know about that. We know that they're all around us. But as you understand, the evolution of that time has the balance of masculine and feminine, has the balance of connecting you to your core. And that is what we want you to walk away with in 4 days, is that true sense of balance, that true acknowledgement of life that is within you. To know that all the guides and teachers and masters, as the divine Pragit brings forth into the Stargate, is within you. That energy is your divine connection. So think not that someone else is smarter than you, brighter than you, has more of the energy that you do not have. Take a deep breath. For you do have it. Woohoo! We celebrate that, just as we celebrate each of you. We celebrate all of those parts of yourself that bring in and bring forth the Master Yeshua, the Kuan Yin, the ascended masters of our time, of your time, the guides from the Pleiadians, the connections from the ascended ones. That is what you are here embracing into your body. At our intermission, someone came up to our dear vessel, Marilyn, and said, I don't know quite what is happening. I just feel like I'm out of body, but I want to buy everything on all these tables. Of course, our vessel, Marilyn, said, okay. It was like she wanted to take some of this home with her. She wanted to take some of this energy home. And that is possible in an object or jewelry or a scarf or a book or something. But what we want you to understand, that may be for your brain, but your soul has already brought in this energy. As the Pleiadian that you are, your soul has already connected with that in the balance of masculine and feminine. For that balance embraces the love, as our dear wondrous Elon said. That love is your abundance. That love is something that you cannot buy. You cannot hardly even define. Because by the very definition of it, it limits the energy. Love is infinite. Love is abundance, as are you. Love is abundant, as are you. And you see in that energy, that is what we want you to acknowledge and understand, that you are many teachers coming through this space. And if you're listening to this in the future, you may hear all kinds of sounds on the floor that is coming through. Every time someone walks, we know we're working on teleportation so we can glide over the squeaky floors, huh? It is time to practice that, don't you think? So as you are practicing the soul that you already are is expanding. Take a deep breath. You see that meld, that blend of masculine and feminine, that blend of energy is about the newness that is indeed within you. It is about the acknowledgement that it is not all one way or another. It is not about a sexual gender or an energy. It is about a wholeness that incorporates all things, all energies, all bodies, that you and your neighbor across the way has, that you are indeed a part of them. You are indeed a part of the neighbor on the other side. You are indeed a part of the rock, a part of the tree, a part of the insect. Yes, even mosquitoes. So as you are, understand that existence is the evolution of our time. That existence is the vibration that is integrating within you. And that is why some of you want to take a part of everything here home. Want to take a part of the mountain home. So as you realize that part that you are taking home may or may not be in the physical form, it is still a part of you. You understand what we say, eh? Yes. You see, that possibility, that expanded way of thinking, expanded way of thinking and feeling and experiencing this world, as you well know, is not a linear way to experience it. That you can be here, sitting in this room on this little squeaky floor, and that you can take a deep breath and fully experience, in addition to the visualization, the great mountain being under your feet, breathing in the crisp air of the great mountain, feeling the pat of the Lemurians and the Telos that are within that mountain. Nice, eh? You see, they have a message for you. A Dhamma has a message for you. You see, those beings that live inside of that great mountain are asking you to assist them. To sense them, to see them, maybe even to photograph them. For you see, they are coming closer and closer to your heart. For they know the balance of masculine and feminine. They know the balance of love. They know the abundance of that magnificent energy that is indeed within you, that our dear Elon spoke of. You see, we ask you to accept the new vibration of information that is awakening on this mountain, in this time, in this next 4 days. To just say yes to that. Do you? Ah, excellent. And for those of you that are not sure what we're talking about, you can say yes later. For you see, that is what the universe, the source, all things are saying to you, yes, yes. They are saying, what would you like? Ah, yes. They are saying, what are you? Ah, yes. Are you abundant? Yes. You have a healthy self-worth? Yes. Are you magnificent? Yes. Are you both masculine and feminine energy? Yes. Are you elevating your vibration to the highest extent possible for your own personal health and well-being? Yes. Can you say that with us? Yes. Yes, you see, that vibration of your own voice acknowledges in the cells of your field what you are asking. Sometimes we know we ask you to talk to yourselves on the inside, not out loud. It takes both, yes? It takes both, masculine and feminine, inside, outside, huh? Trust that. Trust that vibration. For these next 4 days, whether you are here physically or listening virtually sometime in the future, listen to them all because they are a power-filled transmission of your energy. We are honored to be here. We are honored by your presence. We are honored by your wisdom. And we love you so much. We see you. We feel you. And we are you. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon. A magnetic service. I'm going to call this particular message perception. The human being believes that which the human being wishes to believe. And the interesting part of it is that your history is simply filled with spiritual belief. This is the first channeling, the first message in McLeod on the first day of a 4-day channeling retreat. Messages that I brought before in the channeling retreat in another place spoke of some of these things, but I want you to hear it. I want you to follow the logic and the illogic of some of the things that I present which bear very, very strongly on where you sit, and perhaps what has called you even to this place. I said in a channeling called The Puzzle that the interesting thing about humanity in general is that there is an intuitive, innate belief that there is a creator. And that it has been noticed even by those who would poll human beings and talk to them, that 85% of the planet belongs to those kinds of belief systems that would then put them in an afterlife. And so basically, you could say statistically that humanity believes that the soul goes somewhere. And that means that overwhelmingly you believe in a God, a creator, a spirit, something, which puts you here. But there's only so much you will believe, only so far that you will take it. Some will give credibility to it and say hello. Some will worship. Some will worship occasionally, some weekly, some every hour or so. But there still is the acknowledgement that you're not alone. Now, knowing that creator is the question, is it not? We've given so many channels about who it is, or how it is, or where it is, and none of them actually are correct that humans believe, because the humans think only to a certain level. And that level is sustained in what we would call four dimensions, but is starting to expand. And that expansion, then, is what I want to talk about. And in order to do that, I have to then bring you once again to a place where I want you to know what has gone on here. And we can say whatever words we wish that are acceptable. And here's what I mean. Humanity believes in that creation story where an angelic form came to this planet. And in that metaphor of the Adam and Eve story, human beings, which had nothing before and no consciousness of belief or creation, were given that concept. And in order to do that, they were touched in a way where they became part of the Creator, God inside. They were given then free choice to find that and the knowledge between dark and light. And it was new, totally new. And even in your scriptures, it talks about the humans without anything, suddenly having all of this knowledge. This is the creation story. We've told you so many times that the metaphor is accurate. The Garden of Eden is the metaphor of Earth. Eve is the metaphor of all women, Adam of all men. And indeed, an angelic source was responsible. And this is where it gets good. Because now you get to define what an angel is. And as long as you perceive that an angel is directly from God and outside of the purview of anything you can imagine, you're safe to say the word angel. But then if you start looking at it in a different way and you start asking certain questions, is it possible to have an ascended master? And you will say, well, yes, the prophet that I worship or whatever is on the other side and is guiding me, and that is an ascended master. And then you said, how ascended? What if that ascension looks like an angel? Is it possible that ascension itself is something where humans go to the other side and turn into angels? And some will say, well, now you've gone too far. There are so many shades of angeldom There are so many shades of what you think ascension is. There are so many shades of consciousness. But you're okay with an angel that came down and gave you everything. The God inside, the knowledge, all of that. And then the creation starts and human beings begin, and then your civilization reacts, and then, and then, and then. What if I change the story a little? And I'm not going to say anything other than angel. What if the angel stayed? And you'll say, well, I'm not sure that's accurate. And then I say, isn't it true that angels are always with you? Are you looking at your scripture? Haven't you read it? The angels are always here. Sometimes they speak to you, sometimes they don't. They created everything. They're from God. You say, okay. And then you have a list of angels. Some of them you've named. Some of them you've given priorities to. And you say, okay, I'm fine. So angels are still here. Okay. What if the angels actually stayed and taught you something? And you say, well, I don't really find that in Scripture. Well, I say, well, it's not really there in that way. But how in the world did you learn the things that you know about God? There had to be some original teaching. Did you know that the angels didn't just give you this and turn you loose? There had to be some education along the way. Doesn't that make sense? Is that logical or is that illogical? How is it that you could have free choice over dark and light and not know what even dark and light was? I mean, there had to be some teaching. What is God? What does light look like? What is integrity like? Then you get into these areas. Well, that's why we were given masters. Because the masters and the prophets, they came in and they slowly and they taught us. And then we ask this, well, were the masters human? And some will say, yes, but they had a divine start. Okay, so perhaps they were part angelic and part human. Okay. Do you see where this is going? Humanity doesn't really understand what an angel is, dear ones. And it can be many things to many people. And then you get into the biggest questions of all. And it seems like I'm going to turn the page when it comes to subjects, but I'm not. Perceptions of your place in the galaxy, in the universe. You believe in that creator and all the things that perhaps happened, starting with that creation story and starting with that angel. But as you look out into the stars and you look at yourself and you see you're part of a system, it's starting to occur to so many humans all over this planet. Maybe you're not alone. Do you think the creator had this little speck called Earth, and that's the only real creation that counted? And that's the only one that an angel ever visited? And then as you look out of the vast skies of the trillions and trillions of stars and perhaps planets, and you take a look at something else which is very interesting, is that the elements here on this planet are everywhere else in the galaxy. Do you really think you're the only one? Statisticians looking at this, scientists looking at this, are you ready? Say there must be life. There has to be billions of Earths like yours in this vast array. So for you to think that you're completely and totally alone is folly. Scientists won't agree with you. So suddenly you have to ask the question, well, did this happen anywhere else? Are there humanoids? Are there others around with consciousness and intelligence? And perhaps they have a creation story. And that would be the first intelligent, multidimensional thought you'd have. And the answer is yes. And it makes sense, and it's logical. You're not alone. Then you have to ask the question, well, is there their timing in this? There's a hierarchy in this, and where are they? And are they ascended or not? Or do they know what we know? And the answer is yes, all of those things. And you'd be right. What's an angel? Did you know that this planet got a very late start when it came to life in general? The elements of life, the amino acids, the electricity from the clouds, all of the things that go into the creation of microbial life at its infancy, all of that is present everywhere. They've even found pieces and parts of the elements of DNA in space. They're starting to realize what you have here may be everywhere. But the timing is interesting. You just got here. You've got a 4-billion-year-old planet, and that it's in its cool state. And you've been here 200,000 years. That's what the scientists have said, because that is the demarcation point where they've discovered that's when humanity got 23 pairs of chromosomes and everything else below you has 24. Something happened. 200,000 years ago, a drop in the bucket in time with a galaxy of 13 billion years. What is the possibility that there was life before you, looking just like you, with an Adam and Eve story, with angels, with all of those things? What do you think are the statistical probabilities? Don't ask your priest, ask a scientist. And they'll say, it had to be. The odds are overwhelmingly against the universe simply doing nothing and waiting for you. Millions of years before an angel came down on this planet, there was life. There was life with the puzzles. There was a creator. There was the love of God. All of these things, way before you. And yet, even as I say this, there will people want to turn off this channel and say, I don't believe that. We've given that a name too. Too smart to look. You know what you know, therefore there is nothing else to know. And that still is the attitude. Even those who would never be in a meeting like this, a channeling meeting, even if you talk about angels or creation, would look at the vastness of the universe and say, I think we're alone. Just because that's what they were told. Or perhaps they're not having a perception of something bigger than they know. So let's carry it even further. Let's say there were angels all over, and there were many who were giving the same kinds of creation stories all over. Let's say that there were ones that were seeded and with this information millions of years before it ever got here. Do you see the potential of them becoming evolved? Do you see the potential of other planets in other places in your galaxy becoming spiritually evolved, where consciousness would raise and they'd know more and more about that common creator, the one you have, the one they have? That's logical. And if that were so, how far does evolution take consciousness? What is an ascended master? How high is that consciousness on your world that you've seen? When you saw or heard or knew about the prophet Elijah, who had a high enough consciousness that he walked out into a field and ascended on his own without death, and had Elisha watch that, let me ask you, how high was that? Now you have a consciousness of a human being who says, I'm ready to go, watch me. And the consciousness raised to a point where he turned into light and left. How high is that? Is it attainable? Is that something that over the next 100,000 years you might attain or know about or learn about or use? And the answer is, that is what evolution of this planet is all about. Is it possible that consciousness could be non-corporeal? There's a lot of laughter in this room right now. And most of it is coming from the ones you can't see. A non-corporeal one is here. In this lifetime, you thought it would be corporeal, and she's not. You just consider that you're going to reincarnate like you look now. Some don't. Some come back and help the planet without a body. But the consciousness is here. Aurelia Louise Jones is here. And she is the one who introduced you to, be careful, the angels in the mountain. Now, if you say there are angels in the mountain, you're going to get attention. If you say that there are space creatures in the mountain, you're not. Do you see the difference? What if they're one and the same? Is it possible that consciousness became so high in certain places of the galaxy that it didn't require a body? Have you heard about entanglement? That's just one tiny, teeny piece of an idea of quantum physics. And now you get into ideas that are not that which is linear, where you don't travel from A to B. Instead, you have a consciousness that is both A and B. That's entanglement. Is it possible that you could have a consciousness in two places at once? I said this before. You already see this with identical twins and their DNA. Why do you doubt it? One knows what the other's doing or what happens on the other side of the planet. That ought to tell you a little bit about what's possible. What if there were tremendous evolution that you don't know about, that took millions of years before that 200,000-year marker that started you? What if there was a plan? What if there was enough love of the Creator that looked down upon this planet and says they're ready? And said to the angels, it's time to come down and seed them and give them the beauty of the divine and sacred DNA that will include that which is from the Creator, and give them the 23 chromosomes instead of the 24 that everything else has on the planet. And that they would see that eventually, and they would pass a marker eventually, where they would start to ask the questions of why our DNA is different and what happened 200,000 years ago. And some would link it into the science, and some would link it into that which is spiritual, because the timeline is the same 200,000 years ago. What if those angels had another name? What if they were from the stars? What if they simply looked like angels, because that's the only thing that you can even conceive of that's that high? We've told you this before, that one level of vibration cannot look up into another. They don't understand it. They don't even know what they're seeing. But if you're a high vibration, you can look down. We even told you very recently in this very, very area, when Moses saw the burning bush, he saw an angel filled with light. But at that point in time, in that culture, and that intelligence, and that intellect, light was only possible with flame. Therefore, Moses saw something on fire. That was his consciousness. But he saw a beautiful angel. An angel that had light pouring out of it that gave him messages and told him to take off his shoes and that he was on sacred ground. And then we begged the question, what form of an angel was it and where was it from? Could it have been that he was getting instructions from a high entity that was already present on this planet? These are the questions we start to ask that people don't want to talk about because of what they were told or what they believe. 200,000 years ago, you were seeded from the stars. What looks like angelic energy was definitely, definitely angelic energy pouring out of the evolved ones from the seven sisters called the Pleiadians, who had more than 2 million years to evolve into non-corporeal consciousness. All of them you would classify as ascended masters, and they had a plan, and they had a job to do, and it was to take the next planet in line that was ready and give them the knowledge of light and dark and appear as angels to all of them from the creative source, the same one, the same love. Only with that which was ascended came that also which was love. The higher the ascension goes in that which is consciousness, the closer you become to the creative energy. That means the more love you would have, more than just love, the more compassionate action you would have into realms that you haven't even identified yet is what love truly is. I came here 30 years ago, and the first thing I told you, that you weren't going to have an Armageddon, and you didn't. I've told you so many things that are now in your face. And one of them is that you're going to see an evolvement, and you are seeing an evolvement that starts to shed light on this planet, just like what happened with them. Dear ones, I will say it again. The history of this planet shows it over and over. Ask indigenous, where did they come from? Don't look at scripture. Ask indigenous, thousands of years before scripture, thousands, where did you come from? What's your tradition? And they will point to the sky and say, we came from the stars, because they know. And not just that which was the one constellation. You have been seated by several, but they all know each other. They're all one in the love of God. You might even call them cousins. They know one another. And the job was to come down and give you these things. And they did. And their job was to stay here and work with you if you ask for it. Lemuria is real. We told you all about this. We told you where it was and what happened, how isolated it was in the Pacific Ocean, how it raised and then went down again. We told you the ABCs of all of those things. And then we told you why. And when Lemuria was finished, those who some call angels and some call Pleiadians were still in non-corporeal form, and they weren't going home. They stayed. Time to them is not what it is to you. There is agelessness in non-corporeal consciousness. If any of them were to come and place themselves right here, right now, and show themselves, you'd be on your nose, because you would feel the sacredness of it, and you'd recognize them as so many biblical those did, and said, there's an angel in the room. And they would probably say, don't be afraid. That's how ascended they are. That's what they can do. And that is more love than you can take. And I want to tell you something. They have an alliance with the Creator to do what they've done. They're not outside of the puzzle. They are the puzzle. And when Lemuria was complete, we told you that there were other mountains doing other things and other nodes and knolls on the planet, and they distributed themselves around the planet and waited. And you might say, what are they waiting for? What did they do? These mountains that they were in waiting were so precious and so sacred that even today, as far back as you look, every single one of them was known as sacred. The one that you can see from McLeod, called Shasta, has a history of over 11,000 years of sacredness by the indigenous. They wouldn't even climb it. They wouldn't go near it because they could feel there was something there. They were seeing the same things that some of you have seen at night, with lights on the mountain where there should be none. There was something there 11,000 years ago. These Pleiadians, these angelic beings, if you want to, whatever you want to call them, depending upon how you classify an angel, have always been here waiting. What they were waiting to see is where human consciousness would go with free will. And what they saw so far was that the lowest consciousness stayed that way. In fact, there was even de-evolution with some of the civilizations on this planet. You had a time limit, did you know that? To discover what you were going to discover, and so did they. It's always an astronomical time limit based upon the stars, based upon the solar system you're in. Yours was called the precession of the equinoxes, and it had two cycles of 26,000 years. That's how long you had. And all of that would end at the precession of the equinoxes or close to it. And that was your prophecy. Figure it out. 2012 was the end, and most of your prophecy didn't even have you existing past the year 2000. If you take a look at those who had prophecy of what would happen, you would have an Armageddon, you'd have a third world war, you were on your way to it, all of these things. You know I'm right. And the time was almost up, and it corresponded to that precession of the equinoxes, which, oddly enough, was the prediction of the ancients. They looked at the stars. They knew it. The Mayan calendar, that's what it was based about, the last 5,000 years of civilization, and it would end in 2012. And instead, something happened, and that is why you sit here today. And what happened was that you turned the corner, and evolution of consciousness started to change, and the Soviet Union fell over, and so many things fell over, and light began to happen on the planet, and that is so disturbing to so many. They see the darkness that is now starting to be revealed by so much light, and they don't understand. Not understanding was there all along. People are starting to change their ideas. Scientists starting to look for life in other places that they never looked at before, in the stars. They're starting to examine the things they never examined before. And those who wait in those mountains called the nodes of this planet, those Pleiadians, those Orions, those Arcturians, those Hathor, those Orion, they're waiting for something. And it happened. You went through the shift, dear ones. They call them time capsules because it's the right time to come out. And that is why you're here. Because it's time for them to show themselves first very, very slowly in awareness that they're there. And now, where do you sit and why do you sit here? And why do you care? Because there are those all over this planet starting to realize they're not alone. And as they come forward, the first thing they're going to show you is incredible love because they know your name. They are your star parents and they know who you are right here, right now. There's applause in this room. You may doubt all of this. You may think it's crazy. But if you want to open the door to this possibility, you're going to find it's extremely logical that all along, the reason you've had 23 chromosomes instead of 24 is because you were visited by a beautiful ascended race, several of them, from the stars. That's who's in the mountain. If you can see the mountain, you're in the shadow of the mountain. They know you're here. We told the last group, it's no accident, even if you made up your mind the day before yesterday. They knew we were coming. And so in these next 3 days and what follows, I'm going to say this to you. Make it worth it. Step out of the box that you came in where you think, well, I'm only going to go so far. I'm just going to listen to and have a good time. I'm going to write everything down. What if it changes your life instead because you said yes? Remember that, saying yes? The yes is opening the door to the possibility of a perception that is beyond that which you were ever told, old soul. And so it begins. And so it is.